Hello, welcome to Weekly Dose with Dr. Uday, where all your questions for your primary care doctor are answered. Our goal is to help our listeners make their wellness a priority and live out long, enjoyable, and fulfilling lives.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Weekly Dose with Dr. Uday. I am Dr. Uday. For those of you that don't know me, I am a board-certified family medicine physician. I'm based in Martinsburg, West Virginia, and I am glad to have you here today. So today's topic is going to be on abdominal pain. I get this complaint and concern from a lot of patients, and I thought I would talk about it today. So first things first, abdominal pain is one of those complaints that's very broad. The causes could be, you know, wide. And so a lot of the times I ask a lot of questions about symptoms, about how long the patient's had it. So taking a pretty good history really, really helps us to figure out what's going on with the patient. So with abdominal pain, the first thing is, how long have you had it? You know, is this something that you've had, for months to years, and it hasn't really changed in severity? Or is it something that it started a few days ago, nothing else was going on, it started a few days ago, and over time it's getting worse and is unbearable? Obviously, the more acute, so shorter term, severe symptoms, we're more concerned. So if someone tells me, hey, you know, it started yesterday and now I can't eat, I'm throwing up, I'm not able to go to the bathroom number two, that's a situation where you'd probably need to go to the ER. You know, either things like bowel obstruction or like an appendicitis or something like that. The other thing that I ask about, and I have my little notes here, so I'll be looking from time to time. The other things I ask about would be location. Where are you having the abdominal pain? Because that also clues us into what we're thinking as, you know, doctors and clinicians. So if the person says right upper quadrant, that's where your liver is and that's where your gallbladder is. So, we're going to take that into account versus, you know, is it on the left side, left upper quadrant? That's where your stomach is. Some spleen issues can present there. And so are we thinking, gastric ulcer, or, heartburn symptoms or stuff like that. The other one would be epigastric. Now, most people wouldn't say epigastric, but they'll say like up in the middle. That's kind of where your pancreas is. So things like pancreatitis would be on the differential for us. And then in the lower area, lower abdominal. So if it's kind of, lower middle, that's where the bladder is. Left lower quadrant, then that would be more where some people would have diverticulitis, or right lower quadrant, something like appendicitis. So for us, getting that good history and letting us know exactly what's going on really, really helps. The other questions that we will ask would be things like associated symptoms. Are you having any fever or chills? Are you tired? Are you not able to eat? So if someone tells me, hey, lower abdominal pain, I'm having burning when I pee, I'm seeing blood in the urine, then a lot of times, we're probably thinking, hey, they have a urinary tract infection of some sort. And then we check the urine to make sure. So again, getting a good history helps. Now, one of the top reasons people come in for abdominal pain is constipation. In that situation, then I'm letting them know to eat a high fiber diet and to hydrate and all that good stuff. So a lot of the times we can certainly help as long as we know what's going on. So I always encourage patients, when you have abdominal pain, come in and see your doctor and clinician and let us help you figure out what's going on. In general though, so with abdominal symptoms, when patients ask me, hey, how can I be generally healthy with my diet and just with my going to the bathroom and my GI tract and all that stuff? So what I do suggest to them is eating healthy, the fresher the better, high fiber diet, so vegetables especially, your healthy carbohydrates like Quaker oats, which will bulk up your stool. Hydration is a good one. Lots of water, because that would definitely decrease the likelihood of constipation. Physical activity, because the more physically active you are, it helps to improve the peristaltic. That is that movement through your GI tract, pushing food through to come out on the other end. So physical activity is a big one. Watching your fatty meals, minimizing those, because that can, trigger the gallbladder type issues. And then even dairy products. If you're doing a ton of dairy, can give you bloating and gas. And for people that have lactose intolerance, that can mess that up and cause problems there. So all in general, high fiber diet, your health, things like Quaker oats will also help. Hydrating, lots of water, physical activity. And then, oh, another big one that I forgot is minimizing things that are toxic to you. So high alcohol intake. So if you're, one glass a day or something like that, that's fine. But if you drink a lot of alcohol, that can be very irritating to your stomach. So that's one. Anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen, they're perfectly fine. So ibuprofen, they're perfectly fine. But if you do a lot and you do it all the time, especially if you overdo it, that can be irritating to your stomach. The other one is caffeine intake. It's fine, but definitely in moderation. If you do a lot of it, it can irritate your stomach, and it can also worsen heartburn symptoms. So that's definitely a big one. I'm glad I remembered to mention those things. And so those are the recommendations I would give. But all in all, if you're having problems with abdominal pain, go in and see your doctor. For those of you that are looking for a good physician in the area, our practice is accepting new patients. We're located in Martinsburg, West Virginia. We also do virtual appointments. So you can certainly call us at 304-350-1087, and you can find us online at www.applevalleyfamilymed.com. We'll be more than happy to help. I hope the video was helpful to you, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, share, and include a review. Don't forget, you're worth it, and your health is our priority. Tune in for another episode next week, and have a great rest of your week.